Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Julian in Louisiana is working on a tile ceiling makeover project. Tell us what you're working on.
I'm wanting to repair my ceiling. The old styrofoam square, 12-inch square tiles are in bad need of repair. Some of them are broken loose, and some of them are stained, and I want to do something to cover that up. But I'm not sure if I need to take those down or if I can put something over the top of them.
I would recommend that you take the tile down and not sandwich them in between new drywall. Now, when you take those down, Julian, what you're probably going to find are wood strips underneath that. We call it furring strips. Yeah. It's going to be a pain in the neck because you're going to have, like, you know, hundreds of staples to pull out one at a time or bang flat.
Right.
But when you do take them out, get all those staples nice and flat, and then go ahead and add the drywall right to the wood strips. And I would recommend you use drywall screws to hold it in place, because sometimes those strips get a little bouncy if you try to nail into them, and the screws will be the easiest way to handle getting those sheets in place. And that'll do a real good job, and you'll be very happy with it, I'm sure.
Is it very hard to do the design on the ceiling, like the stomp and drag? That's what type of finish I was trying to get. Is that hard to do yourself?
Can I tell you how many calls we get from people that want to take that away?
Oh, really?
Seems like a good idea at the time, but we get dozens of calls every month from folks that want to remove textured ceiling. So
really?
We'd say don't do it. Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Do a good job with your tapes. You know, instead of doing just the paper tape when you're doing the joints on the drywall on the ceiling, use the fiberglass tape.
Okay.
Do thin coats. Do several coats and get wider as you go out from each coat. Let it dry well. Sand in between. Then prime it, because you've got brand spanking new drywall. Prime it. Let it dry. Then you want a ceiling paint because it's going to adhere differently. Use a flat paint. White. You're good to go.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Julian. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.